Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Us is not an altogether bad film. It's quite good in direction, performances, cinematography, and soundtrack. That said, Us is a disappointing sophomore effort from writer-director Jordan Peele, following his deservedly smash and critically acclaimed big-screen directorial debut, Get Out, released in 2017. Whereas Get Out explored socioeconomic themes layered upon the leitmotif of a horror film, Us lacks an overarching intellectual viewpoint. Us is really a straight-out horror film. Us has its share of jump cuts and will have you scared, anxious, and tense during the course of its overly long runtime. Along the way, many sequences border on the ludicrous, mawkish, and downright dopey. The plot for Us is based on the three most important words in horror films and real estate: location, location, location. In this instance, it's the time-worn house in the woods by a lake. Here, the Santa Cruz, California area. Jordan Peele's screenplay doesn't match the lead's acting, which is splendid. Us is watchable for its performances, especially that of Lupita Nyong'o, an Oscar recipient as supporting actress for 12 Years a Slave, in the lead role of Adelaide Wilson Redd. Nyong'o is one of the cinema's most striking screen presences. The Yale School of Drama graduate has the acting chops to bring intrigue to every scene in Us. Nyong'o also plays Redd, described in publicity for Us as a doppelganger, defined as an apparition or double of a living person. The term tethered or shadows is also used. Winston Duke is terrific as Adelaide's husband, Gabe Wilson, a.k.a. Abraham. After establishing the doppelganger theme with some jarringly good scenes with the Wilson family, Us veers off in a literal direction. A neighboring family, none other than Allentown native Tim Heidecker of TV's Tim and Eric Awesome Show, great job, as Josh Tyler Tex and Elizabeth Moss of TV's The Handmaid's Tale, as his wife Kitty Tyler Dahlia, plus their two daughters, also don the burgundy jumpsuits, brandish the big gold scissors, as their doubles go into attack mode. We have met the antithesis of a solid horror film, and its name is Us. Us is MPAA rated R for violence, terror, and language. Opening April 5th, R, Billboard. Lehigh Valley native Zeke Zelker directs Eric Roberts, Heather Matarazzo, Darlene Cates, and Leo Fitzpatrick in the drama comedy. The fictional film about the 1980s Billboard sitters gets its national distribution release. Shazam. David F. Sandberg directs Zachary Levi, Michelle Borth, and Mark Strong in the fantasy comedy. A 14-year-old only needs shout Shazam to become a superhero. Pet Sematary. Kevin Kolsch and Dennis Widmer direct Jason Clarke, John Lithgow, Amy Simons, and Jet Lawrence in the horror film. A family moves to a rural home near a pet cemetery in the remake. Teen Spirit. Max Miella directs Elle Fanning, Archie Maduku, and Ziako Burek in the music drama. A teen enters a singing contest in her quest for fame. The Public. Emilio Estevez directs himself and Jenna Malone, Taylor Schilling, and Christian Slater in the drama about a Cincinnati public library that becomes a shelter for the homeless during frigid weather. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.